shoot a lot. I mean, they're good defense, top 10 defense, you can see I call it hereditary, but it's like you can see the marks of Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and the pros that they've had there before on this defense. You can see that with the way that they play, the knowledge of their assignment, the speed and intensity of the way they play. So it's a good defense while we're hands full. It definitely helps to get the reps, and timing-wise, there's a little bit more of a comfort level with the receivers when you can get that work during the week on some of the some of the different routes that we throw. You know, every week there's a certain percentage of the game plan that's brand new, so to speak, and then there's stuff that you carry from week to week, and so generally as a backup, that's the hardest part is the new stuff that you don't get to work. So I would say from that standpoint, there's definitely a better comfort level. I don't know as much of the learning curve as it is just their ability to make plays. I mean, it definitely, I've said this before, there's an ease when you get in the huddle and you look around and you see those guys. I mean, certainly, one of the more talented groups of guys in the league. And so I think from that point, they make everybody's job easier and including each other because of the coverages they command and so on. So it's definitely good to have those guys on our side, good to be in a huddle with them. Helps you, more than anything, just be able to trust your progressions, your reads, and know that you don't have to go outside the system to make a play because we're going to fashion it so that those guys can get open and make plays. And, one day it's Alshon, one day it's Marshall. Whether it's Matt or Martellus, we mix it up, and so that's a good thing. I don't know. Probably be better to step back after the season, but I feel like right now just trying to play efficient football, and just try to do what we're asked to do my job, what the play's calling for me to do, and execute that, and that's what we want from all 11 guys, really, so that's really it. I feel like, I guess you could probably look over however long I've been playing here, the last 5 or 6 quarters or whatever it's been. Just wanting to put consistent football together. You know what I mean? To do that in, game in and game out in every quarter. And so that's what I try to do. And again, it's a credit to the guys. It's a credit to the guys in the huddle like we talked about earlier, and the coaches and the preparation. And I feel like they put us in a situation in every game, you feel like, back to quarterback friendly, you feel like there's an opportunity to be successful every game, and you don't have to step outside the system and press and go, I need to make this play this time. If you drop back and it's not there, you can check the ball down, you can throw the ball away, and from the play calling standpoint, from the structure of our system, that we'll have another shot, we'll have another play, there'll be somebody else open that we can get the ball to. So for me, that's created a lot of ease and allowed me, I think, to play more consistent because I don't press and try to get outside of the system or outside of myself. I don't know, I don't know about that part. I think it's just about, sometimes everything in life is just about opportunities and when things happen. And it's just the timing of all of this, for me in the stage of my career to get hooked up with these coaches and these players. And I think it's just all coming together, at the right time. It's energized me, no doubt about it, because it's fun to work with people that understand what they're doing and are going to put you in a chance to be successful. But I've always, I feel like I felt the last few years, which is hopefully not too old. I don't want to get outside of that right now for me. And I know, it's cliche, but I have to stay right here because to me, the key for my consistency and playing the way I'm playing is to just, stay focused on today and right now. And all of that stuff, if I can do that, then those choices will be there. If I don't do that, they won't matter anyway. So that's my focus, is just, worrying about today. I think it's human nature for anybody, to just be careful of, like, Coach Stressman called it the success flu, but like of just pats on the back and things like that. I can admit, I know myself as a man, I get prideful and that feels good, and so I have to be careful with just, like I said, staying present and just wanting to you know, stay in today and worry about the next thing and not get ahead of myself or not, like I said, not go, oh, look, you know, look at this, I'm playing pretty good, and, you know, because they say so, you know what I mean? But for me, it's when I watch the tape, what do I see? And how do I feel I'm playing? And how do I feel I can improve? And yeah, I mean, it's those things I understand, and I see what you're saying. And those things can be distractions if you allow them to be. But I appreciate people saying nice things. But at the same time, I have to keep it in perspective of what am I seeing on the tape and how can I get better? I would hope so. You know, I think, you know, to me, and my little brother and I talk about this, you know, all the time is, I think there's an obvious point in your career where you get like, okay, you know, nobody's gonna beat down my door to be a starter. So you understand and you don't get content, but at the same time, you understand your role on your team. And again, it goes back to as a backup, now how can I add value to my team? And it means first and foremost, you gotta be able to play well on the field, you know, because your job is to be ready to play when somebody gets hurt. But then after that, you know, as long as you're ready to play, then what else can I do, you know, to help the starter be ready to play? And so I think, yes, there is always that desire to want to be the guy and to start. But it never comes at the point where you're not helpful to the other guy. So I think every backup goes to that point. They hit a point in their career where they understand, you know, where they're at, whether they've had opportunities or not, and then hopefully, you know, they settle into that part where they can continue to help the team.